This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
I finally got my PhD, but it doesn't work unless I help it along. You can get one too. Really, it's not that hard. Of course, I'm referring to post hole digger, and they're great for putting posts into the ground, but not plants. Ditto with a metal auger. With wet soil, they tend to glaze the edges of the hole, which makes it difficult for roots to penetrate the edges. This happens with wet soil and a shovel. So if you're digging wet soil this fall and you see the hole edges are really smooth, take the blade of said shovel and make little pock marks on the sides. Your plant will be rooting for you to do so. People think that plants have eternal lives. They don't understand that everything has an expiration date, a life cycle, just like other perishable products in life. But you can extend that date with proper packaging. And for a plant, it starts with a good hole, lots of compost, and in a location where the plant can really thrive. This is true for bulbs and seeds as well. I learned when I was quite young that you never quite know what will take root when you plant a seed. Sometimes you get exactly what you planned. Now, how boring is that? And sometimes you get a little bit more. For me, that was a little more understanding of how nature works. If I fertilized, I got a better result. And if I planted similar plants in the nearby location called companion plantings, well, then I had a whole new idea and a better end product. That's the neat thing about plants and why they make such terrific playmates. That esprit de corps doesn't end in the fall, unless you really do want to have a corpse. I used to leave perennials alone until spring, so their leaves and stems would recycle nutrients back in the soil, as well as providing seed for birds in the fall. But there never seems to be enough time in the spring, so I'm now a staunch advocate for cleaning up and cutting back in the fall. I still leave up my ornamental grasses and plants with attractive seed heads, such as coneflowers. This way, I still have some fall effect, yet a lot less work in the spring. By the way, if you have some bulbs and you aren't sure which side to plant up, here's a helpful hint, if you get my point. You'll put the pointed end towards the sky. But that doesn't work for some minor bulbs like crocus. Just set them on their side, and they'll find the correct way to push their flower up for your review. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows or the ground freezes. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.